Today I'm speaking on a subject I've titled There Is More. The objective of this exhortation is to stir up a greater hunger in you for more of God and the more things He has in store for you. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 11, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him?" My prayer as you listen to this message is that you will desire more of God's empowering presence and learn to be more powerfully used of God and receive a personal impartation. As I studied the scriptures, I discovered that so many people in Christendom are living a life that is beneath what is possible and available for them in God. There are a lot of references in the Bible that ratify and attest that there is more God has for us as individuals and as a people. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." To fully comprehend this message, what exactly is the more God has for you? It is many things: more love for God and humanity, more power, more glory, more anointing, more revelation, more gifts, more fire, more resources, and more oxygen to function. It is true that God has more for the church today, but there is a condition that needs to be met before we can experience His full blessing upon our lives. One of the reasons why many Christians are so dry and not experiencing the fullness of the Spirit is because of complacency and lack of hunger. Nothing attracts God to our need like hunger. A hungry heart God will not despise. The psalmist says in the book of Psalm 63 verse 1 and 2, "O God, you are my God. Yearly will I seek you. My soul thirst for you, and my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see your power and your glory, so as I've seen you in the sanctuary." If you desire spiritual growth and to be effective as a Christian, one thing you must never lack is hunger and thirst for more of the fire of God in your life. Hunger for the Lord is the greatest sign that you are about to move up to higher spiritual dimensions and breakthroughs. The greatest signs of backsliding are yearly satisfaction and gratification. When you want to receive power, hunger is a must. I pray that the Lord create deep hunger in your heart and catapult you into the depth of supernatural encounters with greater dimension of God's glory, in Jesus' name. If you have not given your life to Christ, this is a great opportunity to do so. Say after me, "Jesus, I come to you today. I open my heart. Come into my heart, Lord. Come and be the Lord of my life. Today I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Give me grace to live for you to the end. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I am Pastor David, Christ Mission, Rotterdam. God bless you immensely. I pray that the message you have heard will produce fruit in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen."